Okay, so today we're moving into the next two brachos, Atachonein and Hashiveinu. So the first three brachos and the last three brachos of Shemoneh Esrei are said every day at Shacharis, Mincha, Mariv, whether it be an ordinary weekday or Shabbos or Yom Tovim. However, now we begin the actual body of the Shemoneh Esrei, which is replaced by other brachos on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Originally, this part of Shemoneh Esrei had only 12 brachos. Later, a 13th, V'la Malshinim, was added. And the subject of the first six are about our life now, before the Geula, and the latter six, refer to the time of the Geula. Rav Shimshon Pinkus says that this bracha, Atachonein, is the foundation for all brachos and bakashos that follow. As Chazal say, Das Kanisa Machasarta, if you acquire Das, what are you lacking? Das chasarta makanisa, but if you lack das, what have you acquired? And the Gemara Nedarim quotes Abaye, who says, "Ein oni ela bideya, one is only poor when he lacks knowledge." And in Marava it says, "Didabe kulabe, delodabe mabe, dakani machaser, dalokani makani." That he who has intellect possesses everything. He who lacks intellect, of what value are his possessions? He who acquires intellect, what is he lacking? And he who lacks intellect, what has he acquired? So we ask for Das, to be able to appreciate all the good that Hashem gives us. This is given to man and not to a behemoth. And Rav Pinkus says, the difference between man and an animal is the ability to speak, which comes from Das. And the more one's thought is in control of his speech, the more of an Adam he is. There are 17 words in this bracha, which is the numerical value of Tov, of good, as nothing is better than wisdom. The Torah tells us it's kineged the pasuk v'yata tedaber al kol kach melev Hashem ileisiv ruach chachma v'yosus big the aron lekach olchan oli, which has 17 words in that pasuk. There are also 60 letters up to the concluding words of Chonin Hadas in this bracha, which allude to the 60 mesechtos and mishnayos which cannot be mastered without Hashem's gracious gift of intellect. Additionally, this bracha starts with an aleph and ends with a tuf, which suggests that anyone who has intellect has everything, and that we ask Hashem for the intellect to be able to learn all of His Torah. This is the only bracha that starts Atachonein Ladam Das. We do not start any other bracha. We do not say Atarofe Kol Basar. Why? So Rav Yitzchak Kirzner explains that we're transitioning from the first three brachos of praise to the brachos of requests. So we say, you gave man knowledge, which is a praise, and then make the request for a knowledge. So it's a transitionary phrase that opens this bracha. And we start, and we say, Atachonein Ladam Das. Before any requests, we thank Hashem for giving us our mind, the ability to think. Anyone who has seen a person who has lost his mind realizes that all the gifts that Hashem has given to human beings, the ability to think is the greatest. The word chonein comes from chen, which means a spiritual endowment or a gift. The chen is related to chinam, as in matnas chinam, an undeserved gift. And Hashem gives knowledge to man even if he does not deserve it. A human being, as wicked as he may be, is nevertheless given das by Hashem. The Chiddush Yerim notes similarly that the term chonein, to graciously endow, is used here instead of the more commonly word used of nosein, to give. And he explains that the word chonein, as we said, is related to chinam, meaning free of charge. And we must always remember that our intellect is a gift from our Creator. He gave it to us freely. We have done nothing to deserve it. The basic meaning of das is the ability to think. However, in the Torah, it can also refer to an intimate connection or relationship between a man and a woman. So the extended meaning of das is connection. And this is based on the fact that knowing or thinking about something or someone means that there's a connection between one's mind and the object or person of the knowledge. Das, the ability to think, is a combination of chokhmah and bina. For one to think of something, he must first learn that it exists, which is chokhmah, and then he draws a conclusion from this knowledge, which is bina. This gift of das, or the ability to think, is given only to humans. Although animals may have some form of intelligence, this is limited only to the intelligence that is necessary for their survival. But abstract thinking that has no connection with any physical object was given only to human beings. The brachin continues, Malamed Lenosh Bina. Enosh, from the word of Anush, meaning sickness, is the name of the grandson of Adam Harishon, whose generation had sunk down to a much lower level than that of his forebears. And the previous phrase referred to man as Adam, which is a term of honor. However, here we add that even if man does not deserve the honorable name Adam, he is still given the gift of understanding. Bina means Maven Dover Mitoch Dover, understanding something from something else. Each generation inherited the knowledge of the previous one and then added to it. This is an ongoing process because Hashem has given man the ability to rise to higher and higher levels of knowledge and understanding. This, however, has nothing to do with man's moral development. Human beings have been endowed by Hashem with Bina regardless of their moral worth. The bracha then continues, Chaneinu me'itcha de'a bina v'haskel. We as B'nai Yisrael ask Hashem here to favor us with the understanding of His Torah. Grant us from you de'a bina v'haskel. Human intelligence alone is not sufficient for an in-depth understanding of Torah. It requires a special endowment from Hashem. And according to the Minhag Frankfurt, the order here is actually bina de'a v'haskel, which is based on the Siddur of the Kabbalist of Rav Hertz Shliach Tzibur. And we know that Nusach Svard, they say Chochma Bina Vadas. Deya means Das Hashem, the knowledge about Hashem that comes down to us through the Torah. Bina means Maven Dover Mitoch Dover. In this case, it's the understanding of the Torah that results from the Das Hashem. And Haskel means practical applied wisdom. If one has wisdom in theory only, but does not apply it to his practical life, behavior, and character, this wisdom is not called Haskel. Therefore, in this tefillah, we ask Hashem to grant us not only Deya and Bina, but also Haskel, the intelligence to successfully apply these levels of wisdom to our daily lives. Despite the fact that in the development of civilization, each generation rises to a higher level of scientific knowledge than the previous one, the opposite is true with regard to Torah knowledge. And this is known as the Yeridos Hadoros. The greatest people in our generation would have been considered small 200 years ago. The initials of Deya, Bina, and Seichel spell Dvash, implying that no experience can match the sweet delight of intellectual achievements. Generally speaking, Das and Bina deal with the past, while Seichel is more on the future. Das and Bina focus on one item at a time. They are the building blocks of wisdom. Seichel comes from the word kol, everything, where we integrate everything we know. And then we end this bracha, Baruch Ato Hashem, Chonein Hadas. We summarize this tefillah by thanking Hashem for granting Das intelligence to human beings. All of human intelligence was granted by Hashem for the ultimate purpose of finally reaching the conclusion that Hashem exists. However, as far as we, B'nai Yisrael, are concerned, with these same words we thank Hashem for granting us through the Torah the knowledge of what Hashem wants from us. The purpose of all of Torah is to teach us what to do in this world, and for this we thank Hashem in this bracha. We then move into the next bracha, Hashiveinu. And this bracha follows Atachonein, because the more Deya Bina V'Haskel we have, the greater the realization that there is usually a very glaring deficiency in our Torah learning and Avodas Hashem. Are we really aware that it's Hashem's Torah that we're learning? That it's Hashem talking to us? That we're observing the mitzvos because Hashem wants us to do so. This common deficiency exists regardless of whether we learn Torah superficially or in depth. Whatever our motive for learning Torah, it is shelo lishma, unless we do so with the awareness that it's Hashem's Torah that we're now learning, and it's His will that we study His Torah. This acute awareness is very rare in the average person. The Gemara tells us that at the destruction of Eretz Yisrael and the Churban Beis Hamikdash, that it was the result of Shalom Birchu Batchila, they didn't make the brachos on learning Torah. And the Ran explains, Shalom Haysa Torah Chashuva Beinehem, the Torah was not Choshev in their eyes, Kol Kach so much, Sheiro Levarach Aleha, in order to make a brach on it. Shalom Haya Oskimbo Lishma, they did not learn it Lishma, Umitoch Kachay Mizalzal in Birbichosa, and therefore they were Mizalzal in the bracha. They treated Torah learning as another discipline, like any other knowledge. And during this period before the Churban, there was a great deal of Torah learning that went on in Eretz Yisrael. However, they engaged in the Torah learning without the awareness that they were learning it because it was Hashem's Torah, the Dvar Hashem, and that it's His will that we study His Torah. The Torah tells us this bracha starts and ends with the letter hey, which is equal to 10. And this alludes to the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, which is an especially auspicious time for tshuva. If one looks at the letter hey, we know it has an opening on the side, that if one falls out of the bottom due to his choice to do an aveira, he can come back through the tshuva process, which Hashem waits for each sinner with open arms. So powerful is tshuva that Hashem adorned the letter hey when written in the Torah with a tug, with a crown, as if to say, if the sinner returns, I will bestow a crown upon him. Additionally, the Torah tells us that there are 15 words in this bracha, which is keneged the pasuk Yazov Rosh Hadarko Vishoven Machshavosav V'Yoshev El Hashem V'Rachameyu V'El Alkeinu Kiyarbel Esloach. And through this pasuk, we also see the order for this bracha versus the next one, because here we first talk about returning to Hashem, and then only at the end do we talk about the slicha. And the bracha starts Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sarasecha. Paraphrase, this means, return us to the awareness that it's your Torah that we're learning. The lack of awareness of the true meaning of learning Torah and observing mitzvahs is so common that the Chachamim instituted this bracha as a tefillah to ask Hashem to help us stay focused on the true meaning of our Talmud Torah and Avodas Hashem. Bring us back. Reminds us that the Torah study is never a new experience for any Jew. It is always a return to his roots, a repetition of an earlier encounter. As the Gemara tells us, a malach teaches the embryo the entire Torah. This means that the Torah is imprinted on our chromosomes. It's implanted in our genes. And a Jew spends his entire lifetime learning Torah to extract the treasure that's buried within him. Without Torah, a Jew is estranged from himself. And for this reason, we cry out, Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sarasecha. We continue, Karavanu Malkeinu L'Avodasecha. Similarly, this means help us to become aware that we're serving you in our avoda. This refers both to tefillah and the observance of mitzvos. While we are mispalel, we are not usually aware that we're talking directly to Hashem. So here we ask Hashem to help us in elevating our tefillah to the level that it becomes avodah secha, in which we are clearly aware that we're communicating directly with Hashem. And the same applies to the kima mitzvos, which are often performed out of habit, without the awareness that these acts we are fulfilling, that by doing these acts we're fulfilling the will of Hashem, and thereby serving him, making him our king. And we therefore ask Hashem for his help in elevating our avoda to the level, again, where it becomes avoda secha. We want to make our Torah and tefillah meaningful and come close to Hashem, but we need help from him in coming back home to him. We cannot do it on our own. We need to elevate our kiyum mitzvos to its highest levels, not to satisfy our conscience, but because it's the will of Hashem. V'achzireinu b'tshuva shleima l'fanecha. The tshuva process needs to be initiated by ourselves. And if a person has done something wrong, he has the ability to make good for it. But he must begin the tshuva process. If we begin this process, then Hashem will respond. As we know, Abolatayr, Metayr, and Oso, that if one comes to become pure, Hashem helps with that. And he will help our efforts to atone for our misdeeds. And a person may do tshuva because he's aware that there are horrible punishments for the averus he's done, or because he might lose his olam haba, or because he may suffer both greatly in this world while he's alive and at the moment of death, and again in Gehenna. And to be sure, tshuva for these reasons is acceptable, but that's not considered tshuva shleim, a perfect tshuva. Perfect tshuva, or returning to Hashem, is for no other reason than it's the will of Hashem that the sinner do tshuva. And we ask Hashem here to help us to be able to attain this level of tshuva. And the bracha then ends, Baruch atah Hashem harotzeh b'tshuva, that Hashem wants repentance. He eagerly waits for people to return to him until the last moments of their lives. And as we say, and as I've already started preparing it, ad yomoso techakelo, and once they return to him, they are immediately accepted, vim yoshu miyat tekablo. No matter how much of a rasha one may be, or one has been, no matter how much he sinned, Hashem still eagerly awaits his tshuva. And even if one's sins have been so egregious that tshuva alone will not atone for them, Hashem still wants him to do tshuva, to stop committing the averos, to feel a deep contrition for them, and to ask Hashem for forgiveness. And to just close with a short story, and then the homework. The Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, and I think we once mentioned this with Inovad, but Rav Chaim Shmulevitz used to go travel to Kever Rachel on Rosh Chodesh to daven for Klal Yisrael. And when he would finish his tefillos, he would step back murmuring, "Vein Mama Rachel, vein. Cry, Mama Rachel, cry." And after these words, he would then respectfully take his leave. And one time, the boy who was his driver finally had the courage to ask him and say, "Rebbe, Rosh Shiva, we know that Hashem told Rachel Imenu to stop crying. How is it possible that you could do the opposite?" And Rav Chaim answered that it's befitting of a father to ask his daughter to withhold her tears, but a son can always request his mother to cry on his behalf. And we have to remember that, whether it's at a makom of Kedusha, whether it's just stam when we daven to Hashem, especially in the bracha that we just concluded, where it's Hashiveinu Avinu, he's our father. And if we come to him, we can request things that only a child can request from Hashem. And therefore, you know, using again the tefillah and using, you know, the words that Chazal set up and what we're trying to accomplish in the tefillah and the bakoshos, Hashem will answer our tefillos l'tov. And as we start looking towards an Elul already in a Rosh Hashanah, as we're about to bench Rosh Chodesh Elul this week, you know, we'll be able to be zocha to do a proper tshuva, and then be zocha to the Bias Goel b'mher b'meinu amen. And obviously the homework is when we at least once to think about when we say Atachonin and Hashiveinu, you know, something that we've discussed to make the brachos become a little more alive.